I wonder if you could give us a little overview of Hamuda Company and the operation here.
Thank you very much.
Oh.
Just briefly.
Actually, Hamuda is a group of companies. We deal with mainly the agribusiness. We have the broiler breeders. We have the layers in cages all. We have the broilers, we have processing plant, and we have the cattle with two actual dairy plants. One is specialized in cheese manufacturing, and the other is dealing with these juices and some yogurt, Lebanese.
Yogurt.
This is the agribusiness. Beside the agribusiness, we have a company which is interested in these grains. Importing and exporting, selling in the local market. And we ourselves, the Jordan Feed, the company we were early this morning, and we are buying at that company soybean and the corn. Beside that, we have a joint venture with Provimi Holland, and we have Provimi Jordan. We have some shares ourselves, Muda Group, in that company. There we buy the premixes for the cattle and for the poultry. Beside the agribusiness, we have the paints business. We manufacture paints, you know, paints under the a license from ICI, which is a British company.
Chemical.
And we have some
Dulux or something.
Dulux, yes, Dulux. Dulux is the brand name for the ICI products, and it's manufactured in Jordan at one of Hamuda Group factories. What else we have? Something like 9 companies. We have Jordan Chemicals Company, which deals with chemicals, pure chemicals, and it has a division where the veterinary products and vaccines come toward that company. We have some agencies for some companies. Supplying us with organic acids, with toxin binders. It's a Canadian company called Jeffu. And some other products, some of the products are for the cattle.
Upjohn.
Pfizer. Pfizer. Now, we are an agent for Pfizer as well. Part of the Pfizer, which is the previously was owned by Pharmacia and Upjohn, which is the Lincospectin and some other product for the poultry mainly. For the large animals, there are another agent in Jordan. So we do lots of business in the country. Dairy is part of that business. Actually, this farm is the largest in Jordan.
Can you describe your relationship with and how you've worked with the Grains Council? What kind of interaction you've had?
How do we work with you?
The Grains Council in Hamuda goes back a few years of relationship. currently, the focus is on working with Hamuda to help them save a little money in their feeding here by introducing DDGS, which is a new product in Jordan. And with this feeding trial, we hope to not only expose them, but the whole Jordanian market to the use of this product, this commodity, which they can only get right now from the U.S. And I think it'll be a big help for U.S. farmers, because they'll be bringing in, besides DDGS, other American products on the same vessel. And on the other hand, it's a good opportunity for Hamuda to import this product, and they already have their own channels for selling feed and grain throughout the Middle East. So it's a good opportunity for them to develop this business.
Do you have any questions for American corn growers you'd like us to try to answer?
Myself, no.
No.
I'm really concerned about having a good quality corn. Free of these toxins. As I told you earlier this morning, that we have last shipment, two shipments. Actually, we had high levels of the Iranian Andon. I've seen other corn in Jordan for the Ukrainian, and I got, okay, it looks maybe grade two or three grades lower than the American we have. But unfortunately, they don't have toxins. The toxins level in that sample I got from the market was much lower, or within the range which is acceptable. Although it does not look as good as the American corn we have.
So when you say those toxins, any specific certain ones that you...
Yes, zearalenone and DON. Both them actually they don't cause any serious problems in broilers, for instance, but they are estrogenic. They have some negative impact on the layers and breeders, maybe the cattle as well.